broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time now to talk about some company results, and this time, of course, getting some perspective on a key financial services institution, one of the leading banks, not only in South Africa, but right across the globe, being Investec, that published its numbers today. We are joined on the line by a significant leader at the organization, Nishlan Samuj, who's the Investec Group Financial Director, to help us unpack the solid first half results that were published by the entity, seeing an increase in their headline earnings per share. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Nishlan, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. It's always awesome to join you.
Fantastic. The last time we touched base, I believe you might have been in the snowy town of Davos when we spoke about the World Economic Forum and how South Africa was doing there. And I guess now post the elections, post the GNU, the economic environment has proven to be favorable for Investec, as we see in the numbers.
No, absolutely. And, you know, today we chose to deliver our results out of Cape Town. And I think the city is just showing off.
Oh, and given your office space there, the skyline must look beautiful. Oh, I'm jealous already.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it is reflective of the feeling in South Africa. You know, there's so much of positivity in the air right now. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done. I think everyone assumes that a GNU is just simply the coming together. I think we've done it in record time. And I think that there's a real focus in the country right now.
Definitely a real focus on the country. But let's unpack your results and what's really driven your performance. It does seem as though there's this heightened level of resilience in your customer base.
Absolutely. You know, our customers, whether we're talking about South Africa or the UK, are always looking for the opportunity, always participating in the market actively, positioning their wealth, you know, portfolios in ways in which they could maximize and thinking through time. So with that type of customer base, I think there's always activity on the go.
And maybe let's unpack some of this further, especially in terms of the dynamics we see in the UK specifically. We're well aware that economically there had been some challenges in terms of high inflationary pressures impacting the environment.
Yeah, I think similar to South Africa, you know, we've seen lackluster GDP over the last while, particularly out of COVID. I think the world over, high interest rates has obviously had an impact on activity levels. And then, you know, the major world in election season in 2024. Now, we've come through some of that. I think we're finally starting to see inflation under control. We've seen a turn in interest rates, and that's starting to moderate. You know, there's obviously short-term policy changes that do happen when governments change. Some of that has tax implications, and a higher tax environment is probably in play for a little while. But that being said, we still see a growth in GDP coming into the system in that particular market. And again, being the small player that we are in that market, I think we still have the ability to acquire market share. We still have the ability to further deepen our client relationships.
In your results, you do highlight some optimistic views in terms of the outlook going forward, and the group return on equity is expected to, I guess, increase from 14 to about 16%, if I'm not mistaken. I beg your pardon, to 14%. Help contextualize how this will likely take place.
Well, there's a few things. Number one is, in South Africa, we've seen an increase in activity levels. You know, pre-elections, the first three odd months was quite difficult. Corporates quite defensive, and similarly for private clients. We've seen decent book growth in that context, and we see that improving as we move into a much more improved economic environment. I think in a South African context, you know, the business produced an ROE of about 19.9% in the context of a fairly difficult environment. Now, as Fani had highlighted in the results, we're not looking for returns just for the sake of it. It's always about really creating enduring worth. And in that context, I think, you know, also ensuring that we provide the right levels of return above our cost of capital. So we see an environment that's improving as it unfolds, albeit with certain risks that are still at play.
In the local market, we certainly can't ignore the updates that we've been seeing economically, not only the upgrade from S&P last weekend in terms of our outlook, and of course the interest rate cut that we witnessed today from the MPC. How will this play an influence in your numbers?
Yeah, and notwithstanding the fact that we haven't been speaking about load shedding for quite a while.
Yes,
this environment... I mean, just think back a year and how we felt. And I really think that there is a different energy in our country. There is really a ray of optimism that to make good of it, you really need to put in the effort. Mm. And I think the fact that South Africa also has the opportunity to host the G20 over this next year will bring some sort of focus. You know, you think back to 2010 when we focused on the World Cup.
Yes.
And the amount of togetherness that was brought together and the amount of development that we managed to achieve. It was in that time period that the Gautrain, for example, became a reality in Johannesburg.
Mm, very true. And almost seems like such a long time ago since we had that level of optimism in the country and a slow return to getting back to those levels. I'm going to close off with not only the outlook for the remainder of the year, as you've touched on very briefly, but also, I guess, South Africa's positioning when it comes to our international peers and typically representations that are often made on global stages like Davos and many other global events. How do you see that shifting?
No, I think we must continue to be active as a country. I think we must also be mindful of the economic realities that we got to achieve and therefore participate in a very, very constructive way across the globe. We have key partners, we have key markets, and at the end of the day, all of these things influence the outcome in terms of the land that we so love.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time this evening. We'll leave it there for tonight, Nishlan, but looking forward to seeing more growth opportunities, not only for your clients, but for your shareholders too.
Always lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate your time tonight. That's Nishlan Samuj, who's the Group Financial Director of Investec.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.